spiritual master, it's not that a particular man is spiritual master. Spiritual master is a truth.
So, what is that truth? The truth is, samsara mara nalaliya loka prana karuna khanavana. The whole world is in the place of material pangs, threefold miseries. And a person who is authorized to deliver people from that material pangs, he is called spiritual master. The example is given in this verse, samsara dāvānala. Dāvānala is the Sanskrit word. The English equivalent is forest fire. Just like in the forest in this part of the world, there are sometimes forest fire and government has arrangement to pour water from up. There are so many arrangements. But forest fire, there is a fact. And what is this forest fire? The forest fire, nobody has got any interest to set fire in the forest. But it takes place automatically. And when the forest fire is there, all the animals within the forest, they become so much disturbed. They cannot escape. They die, especially the snakes, because snakes are always envious. So they are first time to be burnt into that forest fire. They cannot go very swiftly. Other tigers and other beasts, they go away. But the snake, they crawl. They cannot get out. Mostly they burn. So this example is given to this materialistic life as forest fire. Because nobody wants any disturbance, but disturbance is created. Actually, I am seeing, since I have come to this part of the world in 1965, so many boys are chased by the government draft board. They belong to the independent nation, and formally they are independent. And where is this nonsense independence? Simply nonsense. There is no independence. But we are thinking, I am independent. Or that nation has become independent. I shall become independent. Just like one of my students, he said, he wanted to be independent, anarchist. So these false notions, isms, are going on. People are being misled. Andhāgathāndhī-rupaniyamāna. Practical experience. In my country, India, I was also a student of Gandhi. In 1920, I joined the non-cooperation movement and gave up my education. Because Gandhi's program was to boycott the British educational institution. So most of the university students, I was also, I passed my final examination, BA, But I give up. I did not at the end. And I joined this movement. Fortunately, in 1922, I also met my Guru Maharaj. And he, on my first visit, I do not know why, he told that, you should preach this Chaitanya philosophy to the outside world. I replied that we are dependent nation who will hear us. In the world, nobody hears any person who is coming from dependent nation. So we must have, first of all, independence. A young man I was at that time, and I was also misled in so many ways, but my spiritual master saved me. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj. So, the spiritual master's duty is to save the living entities who are so much embarrassed by the forest fire. That is the duty of spiritual master. Samsara dama nalavin loka. The whole world is blazing. And just like in the blazing fire of the forest, the animals are going here and there and some of them are dying. The whole world is like that. And how that blazing fire can be extinguished? You cannot send out this fire brigade, or you cannot get some pots of water and try to extinguish that wide fire. It is not possible. Then how to extinguish it? The extinguishing is possible when there is cloud overhead and there is incessant pouring of water. Then the forest fire extinguishes. No artificial means, no scientific means. The fire brigade or this fire extinguisher, you have invented so many things. But when there is forest fire, all these things are nonsense, nothing can be used. The only means is when there is pouring, incessant pouring of water from the cloud. But that is made of God. That is not in your hand. You cannot produce cloud. Some arrangement of God's arrangement, the cloud is there. Gharavat Batari. The example is given, charitable just like the cloud. Why this example is given? You know, when cloud pours water, it is so sufficient that there is no comparison. But if you want to pour water, a bucket full of water, how long is it? The spiritual master means he must be just like the cloud. How it is possible? It is possible. It is possible in this way, provided he follows the disciplic succession of spiritual master. Then it is possible. He must inherit the power from the superior source, then it is possible that by his teachings, by his lessons, the forest fire we see burning within our heart, it can be extinguished, and the person who receives such spiritual instruction bona fide, he becomes satisfied. This is the process. So, samsara-dava-nalali-lo-katrana-karin-ghana-ghanatyam prātasya-kalyāna-gunā-navasya bandhi-gurasri-chalvāna. Now, these spiritual master succession is not very difficult. Of course, my students, they offer me so much respect, but all these respects are due to my spiritual master. I am nothing. I am just like peon. Just like peon delivers you a letter. He is not responsible for what is written in that letter. He simply delivers. But a peon's duty is that he must sincerely carry out the order of the postmaster and deliver the letter to the proper person. That is it. Similarly, this parampara system is like that. Every one of us should become a spiritual master, because the world is in blazing fire. You can give them prasadam. Now, of course, time is very high. So, to understand the spiritual master, a spiritual master is not a new invention. It is simply following the order of the spiritual master. So, all my students present here were feeling so much obliged. I am also obliged to them because they are helping me in this missionary work. And at the same time, I shall request them all to become spiritual master. Every one of you should be spiritual master. Next. And what is that duty? Whatever you are hearing from me, whatever you are learning from me, you have to distribute the same in toto without any addition and alteration. Then all of you become the spiritual master. That is the science of becoming spiritual master. Spiritual master is not very, to become a spiritual master is not very wonderful thing. Simply one has to become sincere soul. That's all. Even parampara pratam nimagadadesayavidyam. The Bhagavad Gita has said that by disciplic succession, this yoga process of Bhagavad Gita was handed down from disciple to disciple. But in course of time, that disciplic succession is now lost. Therefore, Arjuna, I am teaching you again the same philosophy. So this is the process. Simply if we, therefore basic knowledge is called Shruti. One has to hear it properly, assimilate it, and then practice it in life and preach the same thing, then everyone becomes spiritual master. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Hamara Gaya Guru Haiya Tara Shabdades. My dear disciples, I tell you that you, all of you, become spiritual master, simply you carry out my order. That's all. And what is your order? The order is the same. Jare Rakha Tare Kaha Krishna Hodes. Just like Krishna gave the instruction in the Bhagavad Gita. And if you simply place the instructions received from Bhagavad Gita as it is, we are publishing Bhagavad Gita as it is, because in the market there are so many Bhagavad Gita misinterpreted, but that is not the process of presenting Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita should be presented as it is. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is simply say that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. But most books which you have seen in English, they are trying to make minus Krishna. That is their attempt. So what sort of Bhagavad Gita is that? That should not be done. Krishna is the Supreme, you should speak that Krishna is the Supreme. That is the preaching of Bhagavad Gita. So, today, is called Dash Puja. Dash Puja means the best day, Veda Vyas, who wrote the Vedic literature, and he is the supreme spiritual master. because he has given us the spiritual knowledge. The Srimad Bhagavatam Narayanam Namaskritam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devi Sarasvatim Vyasam. So this platform is called the seat of Vyas. So spiritual masters should be representative of Vyas. Then the instruction is complete and the benefit is assured. I do not wish to take much of the time. We have now distributed the salam. And one thing, coincidence. The Vyas Puja means to observe the birthday of the spiritual master. That is called Vyas Puja. So today, this Nandosab day, fortunately, 73 years ago, I was born in this this date. So this date, Nandosab, is also a very fortunate occasion, because after Krishna's birth, Maharaj Nanda, the father of Krishna, he celebrated a usav, a ceremony, and this day is called Nandosab. So a little I shall speak about Nandosab. Nanda Maharaj, he was a little elderly when Krishna was born. And some of his friends came to congratulate, my dear friend, you have got a son in your old age. And Nanda Maharaj said amongst his friends that, how can you say I'm old? Old man cannot beget a child, I'm a young man. So these things are stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And all the villagers, because you know Vrindavan is a village, a big village, and Nanda Maharaj is the head of that village, Vrindavan. So all the people came to congratulate the child, and this is called Nandosab. So one Brahmin, he has spoken a nice verse in this connection. He said that Sutimapare, Sutimapare, Bharatamanne Bhayavita. There are different kinds of Vedic literature. Suti, Suti, Mahabharata, Vedanta. So he said, let others read Suti, Vedic literature, Vedanta Sutra and Upanishad, and so many there are in Vedic literature, let others read that. But I have come here, aham yaha si Nandana Vande. I have come to worship Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj. Why? You have left everything and you have come to worship Nanda Maharaj. Jashalilne Parabrahma. Because in his court here, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is crawling, you see. The people are searching after what is God, and God is crawling in his ear. So therefore, I do not find anyone more than Nanda Maharaj, so I offer my respect to Nanda Maharaj. So this is the feeling of the devotees. Generally, those who are followers of speculative process or Jnana Marga, they finally reach to understand that he is one with the Supreme Absolute Truth, aham brahmasmi. But the devotional service is so nice that a devotee is not satisfied that I am one with the Supreme, but by his service he becomes greater than the Supreme. Just like Nanda Maharaj. He is not anxious to become one with God, but he, when underwent so great penances, that he became the father of God. lost. Yeah. A devotee is so great that he can pay the Supreme Lord as his son. Of course, it is a very subtle science for understanding of spiritual knowledge. So today, Nanda Mahasaya is celebrated because the father of Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, although God is unborn and He is the Supreme, but still by love He accepts one of His devotees as His father and appears as His son. So today is a very nice day that Krishna has appeared, the Supreme Lord has appeared as the son of Nanda Maharaj. So there is some arrangement of prasadam on account of Nanda Maharaj. So you can distribute and enjoy. Thank you.